Thanks for downloading the NAB AFL Fantasy Podcast. This is episode 21.
Mark, kick, goal, kick, goal.
Round 20 is here and that means it's finals time.
Oh yeah! Welcome to the NAB AFL Fantasy Podcast. We're the traders. I'm Roy, I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the War Dogs.
And Calvin.
Coach of the Calvinator.
Well, it's finals time, people.
Yeah!
So it is. Now, it is.
For some of us.
Yeah, for some. What do you mean?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Good on you. Let's talk about
that's awkward.
Big elephant.
It is, you know, it's the big time of the year where we're going into, well, what we all actually play for. Warn Dog, I assume you're in, and how did your team go this weekend?
I am in. It was a little bit of a dead rubber on the weekend, so I hear, Destroy. I played against Roy on the weekend.
Didn't just play against me, unfortunately.
I demolished Destroy, actually. I had a pretty good score. That's a couple of good scores back-to-back. As they say, the cream rises to the top at this time of the year, and that's what I'm telling myself anyway. 2,229, which moved me up a fair way. I think I gained about over 600-700 spots,
yeah, nice.
So into 1,500 or so again, which is a nice thing considering the wheels had fallen off at the Warn Dogs, but coming good at the right time of the year.
I think you've peaked too early, Warn Dog. The final is in a month.
What?
The final isn't this week, mate.
Oh, well, it is for me because I'm in the elimination.
Oh, it is.
So I finished fifth, so I couldn't actually get into the top four, even with my smashing win over you, Destroy. So I'm in bloody knockout mode. So every week is a final, one week at a time, all that sort of stuff is what it's about.
That is a very valid point you made there, Warn Dog, how it was a dead rubber. You could not steal my fourth position. And
you could have got home ground advantage, though, if
could
you
I?
Won.
Oh, I didn't realise that. I would have gone a bit harder. But no, my boys just had the week off. And
you actually let a couple of boys have a
week
off.
Yeah, Buddy and Mitchell took it literally and didn't turn up. But I actually have a bit of a story about just how leaving my team, being in a coma for last week would have actually left me in a better position if I had not have logged in. But I'll go into that a bit later on. I got 20.39, which compared to most of the respectable teams in the competition was pathetic. Calvin?
20.90, only marginally bit better than you, Destroy. And look, I was a bit stuffed on Thursday night with Hibbo being out, and then I joined the Mitchell party with him being out as well. So, yeah, look, the wheels have fallen off Team Calvinator the last couple of weeks. I've just got a feeling that this week the dog will crash and burn.
Oh, really?
I've just got a feeling.
So, I know, I always enjoy it. I always enjoy, Calvin, when you get knocked out of finals early.
Oh, yeah.
Not that it happens every year. But
Most years.
you jump on something and you passionately support that. And is that what you've chosen this year?
This year I've chosen just to watch the demise of the dog.
Yes!
A heartless
right.
man.
let's get straight into it. -3 for you, Roy. How come it was so bad?
Okay.
Let's go.
Well, my quick story there about how it would have just been best to leave things. You know, guys, how I've been harping week in, week out about how my planned trade is to get rid of Suckling, yet something happens and I can never do it. Well, I chucked a party down at Destroy, finally got rid of Suckling this week. It meant I put Mitchell into my back line.
Yes.
Okay. That is the only line I had no cover.
Ouch.
And so Suckling was out. He got 91.
Yes.
Mitchell obviously gave me a donut, but what were the odds of this? Suckling, I traded Suckling to Josh Kennedy, JPK, the good one.
Oh, not the...
And Suckling outscored him as well to rub even more salt into that wound.
I thought we told you to get, actually, Josh Kennedy from West Coast.
Oh.
You got the wrong one.
You got the wrong one. Didn't he kick five goals or something?
Yeah, he did. Anyway.
JPK.
Yeah.
Safe as a... Oh, you got it.
I know.
88.
Like, that's the thing. I could take that on the chin. That always happens. But not the Suckling 91 and donut instead of it. That
right,
was
that
just...
That hurts massively.
My whole weekend was just...
So -3 goes to...
Robbie Gray.
Oh,
I tell you what.
He was sick though, Roy.
He was. That's what I keep hearing from these people. Remember back when Zorko...
Yes.
Oh, he was sick. Robbie Gray. Oh, I was sick. Well, guess what? I'm sick of you guys playing sick.
Yes.
I would have had a decent emergency had he just not played. So if you're going to turn up and, you know, with pathetic excuses like that, just don't play.
If you're not 100%, do not get on Roy's team.
No.
Get
no.
out.
It's disgusting. Anyway, -3, Snoop.
Brent Stanton.
Oh, hang on.
Brent,
Brent Stanton.
Okay. No.
Seriously.
He's averaging 105.
I don't know how.
He is. And
I don't.
He's...
Objection, Your Honour. That's a lie.
Piglet nominee at times.
No, he's not.
No, he's at not. At times, I said. Yeah, it was awful. 65 points from him. Probably could have even been worse. But, yeah, he just gets my negative three. I'm going to trade him out this week. He is
I beg your pardon.
Hang on, rage trade.
Back the karma bus up.
Oh, my goodness.
What's happening?
He's gone. Like, I'm just going to go, see you later.
Do you not know, you should know, who he plays this week?
Bombers have got Richmond.
Right. Do you know what he does against Richmond?
I
144, 149, 128 are his last three scores, and this week you're swinging the axe.
Oh, God, can you
maybe
put
I
him,
don't then.
Put him in your top five.
He's in, Roy.
Oh,
he
out!
Make my top
you
five.
You are trading out a top five Calvin's captains. That'd be
same.
A first.
He's had 2 140s.
144, 149, 128.
Dog's already finals joking.
God.
The demise of the Dogs.
That's
oh,
the sort
no.
of point of difference you need in finals. No, nah, he's staying.
Put
no,
a on him.
What a little bloody
or
deck
maybe,
chair swinging, though.
Or maybe this is a little plan of mine.
Oh, I'm going to have to Google this information. No, but that's the thing. Bloody talk about some of those trades and bloody shuffling your deck chairs like that. Who did I trade out this week?
I'll probably Cloak.
Cloaky. cracked a ton. He was bloody awesome.
Serves you right for lying again.
God. Right, look, all right, Calvin, who was yours?
Well, geez, I
you got a few
to choose. What, James Kelly, 56.
Again.
Yeah. Zorko, thank you.
I thought
you.
He was going to be big in his
Hang
250th.
On. Back the karma bus up.
Yeah.
Remember match day?
I know. I'll talk about
what
match day.
What did you tip?
I'm talking about match.
What did you tip, though, in his milestone?
I don't know. 140. Okay. Do you know my match day team came 37th this week?
Did it?
Thank you very much.
Way to get back on track.
Back on track. Boom, boom.
37.
Josh Caddy.
Oh, no! Oh, man, I was laughing
And he
that.
Kept him.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Josh Caddy did the job for
Didn't
me.
Didn't he? Great
look,
pick.
We had a lot of guys here, though. A lot of us shared Swallow for his 57. Stevie
Injured.
J for his 67. Biggest kick in the guts for me this week was Sam Mitchell out.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. Oh, wicked. Ex Ellis, he's doing all right. He'll be a good backup for me. 56 at the half, if you don't mind.
Was he?
He's dominating.
He's averaged 85 in his last four games. 56
oh, take
at the
that,
half.
Fantastic bench guy.
Red vest.
Oh, 456.
Can you ever relax when X is...
No, you can't.
He has had, like, a great season. He's
been brilliant.
Enough God. For that... you to go, yes, he's got a fantasy game about him. He was a great pick at his price.
Oh, my God.
And then the week that you need him.
When that rule was introduced, what would the odds have been that he will he will get the most vest, doesn't matter which colour, over the next decade?
Yeah.
As long as he can get on the park,
but
he's getting a vest.
He's
it's not fair.
No. He's been clear of vest in his last four, scoring really well. And the week I needed the X to step up, he does what he does best. Has
like any good X comes back.
All right, let's get the plus threes. Let's try to be a little bit more positive. Roy, give us someone who has been good for you.
Well, hopefully this is almost across the competition now. Stephen Martin. What
well
about
deserved.
Him? What about him?
Well
And
deserved.
It's not just for this week. It's just for every week, actually. He is
every week.
Yeah, it is. He just keeps getting it done. And like we said a few weeks ago, just because you're a ruckman doesn't mean that you aren't able to lead and take marks around the ground and things like that.
He just does it continually.
And
every week.
And
every
just because you've scored 100 doesn't mean you cannot do that again next week.
No, you can back up.
Keep scoring them. Mm. Look, the guy I went this week, I did a little sneaky move. I went Libba out, Selwood in. Shuffling deck chairs can be risky, but
good one.
Selwood
came out on top.
That's his third straight 130+, and he's starting
good,
one of
he?
The informed players in the comp at the moment.
That's a pat on the back for me. It's about the only thing I did right.
Yeah, well
and
done,
maybe
mate.
Turning around his form too.
Yep.
My plus three. And this is because I'd written him off.
Mm.
Not just because of the 136 points, but Dane Beans.
Yep.
We were thinking about trading him a couple of weeks ago. It just wasn't there what he was doing at the start of the year, but that's hopefully the turnaround that he needs.
Well, he looked fantastic. Him along with Sidebottom again.
Oh. Sidebottom. He is a genius.
Isn't he?
He is.
God,
he's averaging 124 points over the last 5 weeks.
It's nasty.
That's the most... He scored the most points out of anyone in the last 5 weeks. And a point of difference, 2% of the competition have
That's
him.
Amazing. And the thing is with him, he's only ever going to be a secondary tag, isn't he?
Definitely. Pendles,
they cannot let Pendles off the leash. Yep. Any team cannot let Pendles off the leash. So it's only ever going to be a secondary tag on front bum, and he's dominating.
Brilliant.
As I said at the start, it is now finals time. It is what we all play for. So, Warndog, you've got our final structure there in front of you. Can you tell us what's going on?
Well, this week are our qualifying finals and our elimination finals. So, qualifying finals are for those that are in the top four, like you, Roy, yes. And the winner of that goes straight through the prelim. So, it follows exactly what happens in the AFL. For people in the bottom four of the eight, like me, who is in fifth, these are called the elimination finals. You lose and you are out. So,
yeah, well, that hurts.
So, log into your league and just check out your league page. You'll be able to see what that looks like. I'm not sure what you actually get to see on yours, Calvin, because you're not in the finals.
See, why? We're not even talking about me.
Oh, well,
to the structure.
It is
relevant. Well, I thought you were switching off then for a moment. Because
I was.
A little, because we're talking finals and all those sorts
so
of things.
So it's 1v4, 2 plays 3, and those guys go straight through, and then 6v7, and winner goes through, other guy goes out. And then 5v8, and the same type of situation.
Yep, and there's all the crossovers and all that sort of stuff to look through. So check it out. Now, strategy for your finals, how it's going to work and what it's going to be. Obviously, if you are in that bottom four, you've got to do whatever you can to win this week. And I would also argue that having the week off would be a very handy thing, because then you've got 4 trades that you can be using before your next game. So Roy, being as smart as he could be, getting your win this week is very important. Mm. Then you
trade for 2 weeks ahead.
Yeah, and you can be, you know, making your side that little bit better. So there's a big advantage, I think, in making the top four this year and getting through that first week. So
this is an all too common position for me to be in.
Here we go.
It is. That is slightly arrogant, but the following statement is not going to be. For some reason, at this point, like top four, I regularly get there. Watch by grand final time. I will somehow either sneak into it or get knocked out in the prelim with 16 players on the field.
Yeah.
It's dead set.
Yep.
This time of year, every year, smooth sailing. No, the writing's on the wall after this is a warning week. Last week, it's starting to happen and I crumble from here on in. So, Warndog, if I can get through and you meet me, at what point would that happen?
Well, I'm hoping that you win this week and I win this week, because that means that we can meet each other in the grand final. That would be great for everyone involved.
Publicity stunt.
I am a little bit worried, though, about old Goats. He has won, I think it's 2 in a row in our league.
Oh, is he in?
Yeah, and he finished second. He's up there with his projections. Right. So
he always does this.
I'm hoping that he can get knocked out because he plays the league game very well.
He does, and he is someone that, like I just spoke about, I've gifted him a premiership before.
Right, now, can I give a suggestion? For a person who has been in this situation before,
yes,
I reckon you log in to the opposition team and have a look at who they've got.
Really?
Compare your matchups.
Well, you can view your matchup and you go and check them out by your matching players and see who you've got. So my game this week, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 unique players.
There's a lot.
So there's quite a lot there. Mm. I think I've got a much better team than Beattie.
See, and that's what you need to look at. You need to look at that and go, is my team better than my opponents? If the answer's yes, my tip is just to trade accordingly. Make your team better, progress as you normally would. If your team is not as good on paper, then you need to start making some big changes to get over the line this week.
Funny things do happen in finals too.
And they do, and it depends. Like, I can look at that and I think my team is better.
Yeah.
However, I'm looking at, for example, Jack McRae is sitting
X Factor
in his side. Now, Jack McRae has St Kilda this week.
Oh my gosh, he could get 150.
So
changes a game.
Exactly. So some strategy amongst that, Calvin.
Do you get in Jack McRae to match his Jack McRae?
To cancel it out.
See, I think you nearly would. If you think, look, and I've got Jack McRae written down here against St Kilda, along with the Libertore against St Kilda, as a couple of players of difference who could be massive this week.
Yeah.
And I'm talking 140 plus.
Oh, God, then I need to have him.
It is a time of year where you chase it.
Yeah, you definitely
chase
it.
You chase the 140s.
Yeah. So Jack McRae needs to be a target, as does Steel Sidebottom against West Coast.
Well, that's who I really want to have in my side at the moment.
I'll tell you what.
As we were talking about before, the form player of the comp.
Yeah.
He is,
and their draw, his next few games, they're I can just see him lapping it up against
West Coast this week. He should do pretty well. Definitely. There's a question. Will he do better than Jack McRae? So Collingwood against West Coast, again, then McRae against St Kilda.
A lot of space at Patterson.
I'm going to say probably level pegging.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Next game, who have they got?
Then they've got, I think, Collingwood have got Brisbane.
Yep.
And then old McRae has North Melbourne.
But they both... good games. They're both very good games for those two.
Side bottom,
yeah,
is just that little bit more classier.
Oh, he definitely is. But McRae does have a few tendencies.
He's mega piglet.
He does. Mm. So that's gonna. Wow, this is gonna give me some sleepless nights.
They're neck and neck. Sydney is that third, because I mean you are going to have them. We're talking about getting them in for a pinch hit almost, you're going to have them for the rest of the final series. If it pays off. So he's got Sydney, but then he finishes with GWS. So McRae is definitely a good long-term pick as well, as is Pendles with GWS and Hawthorn to finish.
And just a little touch of the nose here from the Pirate. Pendles this week against West Coast. Holy moly.
Wow.
It is nasty.
So is he captain potential?
Let's not get too carried away, dog. But, he will definitely be top five for Shizzle. Has to be. Now, after looking and talking strategy, you boys especially, dog, I want you to give us a little bit of an insight into what trades you are looking at for this week heading into the big one.
Well, I think as I was talking about there, I wouldn't mind getting rid of Stanton, but I'm going to have to crunch a few more numbers now.
But he's a massive player of difference for you.
He is, and that could go... like, if he goes and pulls out another 60 like he did on the weekend... that's game over.
He comes out and scores you a 140 like he has in the last two games.
That's game over.
That could be game over. Yeah. So that was who I was thinking of. The other one that I didn't mind is Rory Sloan. He had a half-decent score on the weekend, so he's sort of back after a bit of a low score. He's dropped a few dollars because of a bad game a couple of weeks ago. But their draw, they've got the Lions this week, so that should be a pretty big plus in his corner.
Definitely. At the Gabba, though, will be a little bit harder.
But
he's 105, I reckon.
I think he should still be pretty good. They've got the Tigers, who haven't been giving up heaps of points, but it is at Adelaide Oval, so that is all right. But the big win for them is in the grand final. They've got St Kilda, but I think... Lions this week makes him a pretty good option, I think, to bring in. He's been pretty one of the talked up players, I suppose.
He certainly has.
Of the good draws and all that sort of thing. Especially after he started. I think he was the last player to score 100 in every game.
He did have a massive streak. At the start of the season,
so something like that. So, he's a bit of a point of difference. I don't know. Who else are you thinking about, Roy?
I think especially after what we were talking about a minute ago... if I can get the money to get Sidebottom in, I'll be bringing him in. I think there's a lot of worthy players at the moment, but you can't argue with his form, and the form plus that draw coming up, it's just it's hard to ignore.
Yeah. So are you happy to keep like a Brody Smith back there at the moment?
Yes, I am, just because no one back there excites me.
No.
And I think I'm already going to have to
draw.
That draw.
Yep.
I wouldn't even mind bringing in. Like, well, we've all got that Swallow... issue, whether he comes up with an Achilles. If I get rid of him, there's a couple of really underpriced Adelaide defenders that would be worth getting in purely on value, like Martin, Jentsch, Smith. Yeah. They are all cheap at the moment. And that draw, they can't go under 80.
No.
And that's all you really want from a defender.
Especially when Swallow has been pretty average.
Yeah, what's he been doing, Dom? Fill us in.
Since Ablett was out, I think he's gone a couple of 70s and then that. Is an injury-affected one, so you've got to give him that that Achilles. He did it fairly early in the game. Played out, got subbed in the last quarter, I think it was. But an Achilles, that's going to hamper... like, even if he gets up for this week, which he possibly could, and they're very hopeful, as they always say on a Monday, that he'll play... even if he gets up, I think that he's not going to be scoring anything that is going to be a finals-like score that you want in your back line. So you can find someone else.
Averaging 93 for the year.
Oh,
he's done his job. He's been awesome.
Fantastic.
But it's nearly time, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that last three averages of 70. So
see ya!
That's not good enough for fantasy football.
The interesting one that I threw in there a minute ago, Brody Martin. Now, he's been in the system for years and years, and he's always copying a vest and things like that. But he is in really good form at the moment. He's averaging almost 90 over his last three, and he's just looking really solid. He's gone 90, 83, 90, 90.
You'd nearly say, too, could he be the rookie of the year in fantasy?
Wow.
He started $150,000.
Is that all he was?
He bounced around in and out of the side a little bit early on.
Copping
but
a vest.
Since the bye, he's played every game, and he has been pretty sensational.
And he has a great run home.
Exactly. Yeah. So look at how much money you are making off that. Yeah. It's $100,000 down to him.
Yeah. Holy hat!
Are and you going to get that 90? How can you not against these teams that he's playing?
Yeah, and that could get you to a, well, get you to a side bottom with a midfielder there.
Yeah, definitely.
And especially with, this is a little bit of a, sorry, this might be going off track a little bit.
We don't mind,
Wanda. But as Roy, you learnt this week, bench is important in
every week.
In finals. Again, if you had another donut, like if you had the Mitchell scenario, like I didn't have Mitchell, so I had my 22, you only had 21 playing, is that if that happens again, that costs you that final, without a doubt. And so if you can have a bit of a heartbeat, and a better heartbeat, so if you could use some cash by making sure that your ninth midfielder, so your first bench in your emergency, is a half-decent one, like a few teams have got Miles rocking around in there at the moment. He's a solid one. Ex-Ellis have been up until this week as a good one in the back line.
Legend.
So if you got your 80-odd from Ellis again,
would win you a final.
Yeah, that
would win you a final.
So having that bench cover can be important.
It can. Now, the interesting thing, you know how I was talking myself up for being a regular top four, etc.
Did you?
But breaking down by finals.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
This is why, because, and I will do the same thing this year, and it will probably happen again. I have got to the point where I've messed up a little bit, and I've got no cover in that back line. Yeah. All right? Things have not worked. I am going to run the gauntlet again throughout this whole finals campaign. I'm going to win, try to win each week by maximising the best players
on
my ground that I can. I will scrape through, and then it'll get to having no cover, have the donuts. But would you not prefer to keep surviving 1 week longer?
I've got to say one thing.
Yep.
Finals are going to be won from the bench.
Really? Well,
do we think Sam Mitchell is going to be the last late withdrawal this year? No. Finals are going to be won from the bench.
Okay, fair call.
Now, gentlemen, in that last 20 minutes there that we've just been dribbling some rubbish, the match review panel sat, and you know, there's a few things that have gone through, but the big one?
What?
Steve Johnson.
What?
He's going to be gone for a week, so he won't be playing this week.
Steven! On top of that pathetic effort!
So there's your little first curveball of the finals week this week for you.
And this...
Calvin? What? Do you know what that might mean?
What?
Your new Joel Selwood's going to be copping the Crowley tag now.
not that it
matters that you're not in the finals, so...
That's true.
but it'd be frustrating. Now, with that, Joel Selwood, because he looked like one of the players that is worthy bringing in for that pinch hit... Well, I don't know anymore. Last time he copped that tag, he only got 30-something off the top of my head.
I tell you what, there are a couple of Geelong boys, though, that may get it instead.
Right.
Motlop, he's been unbelievable. He may get one. Look at me trying to talk my way out of it.
I recall something happening like this last week where you were trying to say it's a milestone
game. Okay, let's just... So, just before we go on, a couple of questions have already come through. Is that a definite trade?
It has to be for me.
He's got to go. Yeah. And as we said earlier, a couple of guys to look at. McRae against St Kilda.
Yeah.
Bang, there you go. A quick 150 in the bank, or liver, or steel for 190. Look at me being positive.
Yep. It's got to be a trade. Just go with whatever your best option is. Good thing about Stevie J, at least he's worth a few dollars for us to be able to move him on with.
He is. I'll tell you what, though, we can't really afford many injuries around the traps now with people doing bonehead things like that and getting suspended.
Yep. It just had to happen, though, didn't it? Of any player to do something stupid for the first week of finals.
Yeah, he was short price favourite.
Steve J. Alrighty, here we go. So there's quite a few questions on Twitter, at AFL Fantasies, where you can find the official account. You can also tweet
at Calvin DT,
at Roy DT,
and at Warnie DT. And we'll do our best to give you our opinion. What you don't like, Calvin, is someone will ask me, then they'll ask Roy, and then they'll ask you.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. They want three different opinions.
Yeah, but they ask everyone, then weigh up everyone's answers. I don't reply to them.
You're not a very nice bloke. Righty-o, this is probably a good one for you, though, Calvin, because you are a former owner of one, and you've got the other one now. Matt Talbot, he wants to know, I'm going to get stuck with Zach Clark or Jack Gunston. So he's going to be stuck with one of them. Who would be more consistent?
The old Zach Clark experiment. Yeah. That old chestnut.
It's gone, all right? You still got him?
He's all right. I think that over the course of finals, I would back in Zach Clark over Gunston for a little bit more consistency. Yes, they go Geelong and Hawthorn the next couple, but I just don't like Gunston as a key forward. Melbourne, he's got this week. It's going to be a low-scoring game. Melbourne restricts a lot of scores. I don't know where he's going to find his points. And then next week, Hawthorn have got Frio at Patterson. So,
you know what I don't like about Gunston? Call.
What?
The fact that he rolled his ankle and couldn't walk.
Well, there you go. He may not be able to get up.
So he won't even be playing.
Great answer.
There you go. Very good question. All right, now, Suckers or Swallow, who would be the high priority to trade after their scores last round?
Was that a joke?
Well, we don't know that he's definitely out.
No, but are they being rude?
Stop it. Just keep going. Just keep going.
No, but that's a serious question.
Oh, right. I don't know then.
Or Swallow, who would you trade out? Everyone would have gone.
Well, I would go Swallow, because I reckon he's 50-50 this week.
Yeah, he's hurt himself, so stick with Suckers.
Thanks, Glenn. I should probably read these questions a little bit more before I read them out. All right, Birdo, he wants to know. He's a former Tasmanian, and he is very, very good at what he does when it comes to fantasy. Are we trading or holding James Kelly, Calvin?
I'm going to rephrase. I don't think he's that good at fantasy if he's got James Kelly.
Maybe he's out of the act.
James Kelly trade or hold. It's a luxury trade if you can get rid of him, but geez, who would you go to? Maybe our boy that we just talked about, Brody Martin, but for me, I'm probably going to have to hold, especially now we've got Stevie J issues.
Well, yeah, and Calvin, what are the Cats? Do they look after people in game number 251? Probably.
All right, now Craig T, he has asked a lot of questions and he's bounced around about 50,000 ideas in his head.
Oh, right. Oh, don't you hate when you get in that mode?
Well, it has, 15 minutes ago, 35 minutes ago, and all these questions have come in. Anyway, so here's, his last question, so I'm just going to take that as the one.
Yeah.
Who would your priority be to trade out of Mark Lacroix and Basha Hooley?
I think there are some really good options in the forward line, so players definitely that can go big. So I'd be getting rid of Lacroix and taking Hooley's, mediocre scores in the back line, because realistically, a lot of the back line premiums are going mediocre once every couple of weeks anyway.
Perfectly said.
Definitely. I like that one. All right, let's continue on. Here we go. Geez, there's lots of questions here. There's so many questions that we've got. It's very hard. Here's one from Ryan Sharp. Selwood, Pritis or McRae to pick up for your side? Let's put a line through Selwood because of the Crowley tag.
Yep.
All right, Pritis or McRae?
I just think first week of finals, McRae against St Kilda, I'm expecting something pretty big.
I think I expect straight hundreds from Pritis if you want to sleep well of a night, knowing that you'll get your ton. But finals time. Yeah. X Factor, McRae versus St Kilda kicking it off.
Get on.
I'm going McRae.
Yep.
All right. That's not a bad call. I like being soft, so I'd probably go with Pritis because I've got him and I enjoy him.
Enjoy him. I enjoy him.
Who says that? Him scoring in my team.
Oh, right.
He's a person, know that, don't
you? I do. All right. Gian would like to know, Pritis or Sidey as a point of difference, who would you pick out of those two?
I think as we said earlier, Sidey's form, 124 in his last five games, in-form player of the competition.
Big fan of his, big fan of his draw. Get him in, Sidey, for me too.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I like that too. All right, final one here is from Fiona. What a great job the traders do. Their podcasts are funny, they have great advice, and must spend 15 hours a day answering our tweets.
It's not a question, but yes,
and
we do.
And you know what? Fiona gets her questions answered consistently on Twitter because they are always great questions.
And polite.
Yes, very polite, very and grateful when responded to.
Yes.
Be nice, people. Be nice.
Got a couple of NAB AFL Fantasy Matchday games this round. On Friday night, Essendon versus Richmond. And then we've got the Geelong Frio game as well. Any hot tips there,
well,
boys?
Well, don't get Stevie J in. Would be a tip.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Do you get Selwood. The informed Selwood? Because Crowley's not actually in that good a
tag
form.
No, he is not. No, he is not.
So you still get Selwood?
Probably.
Based on his form, you have to. Do you put a C on him, though?
You wouldn't. Not in a match day game. You want to be a little bit more. Look, what about those young guns for them who have been pretty good the last couple of weeks?
Well, Mitch Duncan, he's been him in the forward line.
Even your old boy, Alan Christensen, Roy, he was excellent as well.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting one. Josh Caddycow.
Josh Caddy!
You've got to give him another go.
Get him in.
Friday night, though. God, Brent Stanton, you're going to have to make him your captain.
Well, you're just talking about trading him out.
Well, now that Stevie J's out, Stanton gets alive.
He does get alive. And
you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be kissed on it.
Always.
Because he's going to come out.
Oh, he'll be massive.
This happens to me. That week, that Cloakie, remember I was trading him all week, then Swanee was out.
Yeah.
Hell, Cloakie, 150 big ones.
Was so good.
Anyway, that is it. Good luck this week. Make sure that you follow everything on afl.com.au. Follow us on Twitter at AFL Fantasy. And check us out on Facebook as well, which is AFL Fantasy Official. You'll be able to find that there. For all the little hot tips along the way, to make sure that you're prepped up for these finals, because this first week, if you're in the top four, you want to win because you want the week off. If you're in that next four, you want to win because otherwise it's game over and you're sitting on the pine with Calvin.
I've just got a quick question about that. For Calvin, is there any way he can track our top eight? Or
I'm hoping that he can log in and see that to just rub it in his face about working a bit harder next week.
I just wanted him to see the demise of the dog. So
I'll be right.